Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you." Isaiah 41:9. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Psalm 27:10. In him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity to the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1:4. But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. Isaiah 49:25. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Deuteronomy 28:7. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Ephesians 1:17. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1:11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1:11. You were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. Ephesians 3:17. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew 5:10-12. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Hebrews 13:5. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Hebrews 13:5. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. Psalm 139:14. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. 2 Corinthians 2:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:18 through 19. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Revelation 12:11. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 12:17-18. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Mark 11:24-25. Do not repay evil with evil, or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Hebrews 12:15. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Matthew 18:21-22. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:9. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Colossians 3:13. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:21-24. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23:34. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your Father. John 8:38.